We're doing the Sefer Masiot. We had been learning about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and his piety and how he lived on a meager amount every week and how his wife would always put something on the fire on Friday so smoke would come out of the chimney. So it would seem as though she's also cooking something in honor of Shabbos, even though she really didn't have anything to cook for Shabbos. And a neighbor, she had this nosy neighbor who came one Friday and said, "Oh, you heated up your oven? I know you don't have anything to cook or bake." And she started advancing towards the oven to see what's there. And that's where we left off last time. So she comes to the oven and she finds the oven filled with bread. And she looks at the bowl and there's still dough left in the bowl. And then she calls Mrs. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and she says, "Come quick, come, take out the bread, it's fully baked, you don't want it to burn. And you got to take out the dough because it's going to sour." And she went and took it out, and this was a miracle. He doesn't tell the continuation of the story, but the truth is that the Talmud tells us that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife was actually going to get the special tool, the milder. They had a special tool that was used to take the oven off the oven, the dough off the oven, because the way they used to bake in ancient times was they'd stick the pita, the bread, onto the walls of the oven, and then it would bake there, and then it took a certain talent and a special instrument to peel it off the wall without breaking it in half. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife, she was going to fetch the mirdeh because she was accustomed that God would do miracles on their behalf and wouldn't bring them to shame. So they lived on their level of piety, but they were also accustomed to the fact that God intervened when necessary. So even though the neighbor was sure she'd find an empty oven, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife knew that she would not, that the oven would have bread in it. The Talmud tells us another story that one Friday afternoon, Rabbi Chanina sees his wife and she's all upset. And when he sees her all upset, it's Friday, Shabbos is about to come in. That's not a way to enter Shabbos. So he asks her, "What's wrong? What happened? Why are you upset?" And that's where we'll pick up Mitzvah next time.